With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. On today's program, we'll celebrate one of the truly unique American voices in the world of choral music in the 20th century, composer Randall Thompson. And we'll mark his 119th birthday, April 21st, with choral music from across his career. Along the way, we'll also recognize several other notable American composers of organ and choral music, including works by Amy Beach, George Chadwick, Mack Wilberg, and others. We'll kick off this grand celebration with one of Thompson's most powerful individual works, the prophetic The Last Words of David, composed in 1949. The Choir of Christ and St. Luke's Church from Norfolk, Virginia, is directed by Alan Schaefer. Thomas Marshall plays the organ.
Thank you.
The Last Words of David, with words from the Book of Samuel as set by Randall Thompson, whose birthday we mark today. Alan Schaefer led the choir of Christ and St. Luke's Church, Norfolk, Virginia. At the other end of the expressive spectrum of Thompson's writing comes our next piece, The Best of Rooms, an absolutely ravishing piece on a text by 17th-century writer Robert Herrick. Murray Forbes Somerville leads the Harvard University Choir in this performance. The Harvard University Choir sang The Best of Rooms by Randall Thompson and directed by Murray Forbes Somerville. Randall Thompson led something of a charmed life and career, much of it centered in the Northeast. He was born April 21, 1899, in New York City, attended the private Lawrenceville School where his father taught English, and went on to Harvard University, where he eventually served on the faculty for many years. Though he was intent on establishing an American style distinct from that of Europe, some of it had its roots in earlier American music, and we'll hear a piece from an early American collection next. Schenectady, a setting of From All That Dwell Below the Skies, is performed by His Majesty's Clarks, directed by Paul Hillier.
From all that dwell below the skies, let the angels praise arise. Let the redeemer's name be sung for every man by every tongue. Eternal
Paul Hillier led His Majesty's clerks in Schenectady from All That Dwell Below the Skies. It comes from an early collection of Anglo-American psalmody. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. George Chadwick was an important figure in American classical music in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He was appointed organist of Old South Church in Boston in 1880, and from 1897 to 1931, he served as director of the New England Conservatory. Well, here is Canzonetta for Organ, performed by Nancy Granert on the organ of Methuen Memorial Music Hall.
Thank you.
Ken Zanetta by George Chadwick was played by Nancy Granert on the organ of Methuen Memorial Music Hall near Boston. More music from New England is coming up by a trailblazing composer who happened to be a woman, Amy Beach. Her anthem, Let This Mind Be In You, is sung by the Harvard University Choir. Murray Forbes Somerville conducts.
Thank you.
The Harvard University Choir, directed by Murray Forbes Somerville, sang Let This Mind Be In You by Amy Beach. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though Randall Thompson did not adopt folk music into his compositional style, such traditions run deep in American choral music and hymnody. We'll hear two folk hymns in arrangements by Mack Wilberg and performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. First is We'll Shout and Give Him Glory, followed by My God, My Portion, and My Love.
I'm on my way to Zion. I'm on my way to Zion. I'm on my way to Zion, the new Jerusalem. We'll shout and give him glory. We'll shout and give him glory. We'll shout and give him glory.
two American folk hymns were performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. We just heard My God, My Portion, and My Love, and earlier, We'll Shout and Give Him Glory. Both were arranged by Mack Wilberg, who led the performances. For some of his larger works, such as Frostiana and The Testament of Freedom, Randall Thompson chose American texts, lending additional credence to his establishing an American musical presence. In the latter case, he worked with writings of Thomas Jefferson. From The Testament of Freedom, we'll hear the opening chorus for men's voices and arranged for wind symphony. Timothy Selig leads the Turtle Creek Chorale and Dallas Wind Symphony in The God Who Gave Us Life. The God Who Gave Us Life, from The Testament of Freedom by Randall Thompson. Timothy Selig led the Turtle Creek Chorale and Dallas Wind Symphony in that performance. Fred Grammon is an American composer who spent a number of years in Paris, serving as director of music at the American Church there. His composition, Still, Still with Thee, is a lovely setting of a text by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Leo Nestor directs with flutist Sarah Stern and organist Jay Rader. Thank you. Still, Still With Thee by Fred Grammon was performed by the American Repertory Singers under the direction of Leo Nestor. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The folk hymn tune Resignation sets Isaac Watts's paraphrase of Psalm 23 in My Shepherd Will Supply My Need, here arranged by Mac Wilberg and sung by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson directs.
Thank you.
Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale in My Shepherd Will Supply My Need, arranged by Mac Wilberg. Organ music of Leo Sowerby is next as we listen to Alan Schaefer play the prelude on Land of Rest. He plays the organ of Christ and St. Luke's Church, Norfolk, Virginia. Prelude on Land of Rest by American composer Leo Sowerby was performed by Alan Schaefer at Christ and St. Luke's Church, Norfolk. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to American choral and organ music to mark the 119th birthday of Randall Thompson. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.